Okay. There are probably many people in the room tonight that are giving serious consideration to becoming campus ministers, okay? So I would like to have all of those who are not just flighty, but really you're making plans, you really want to do it. Those that are planning to be a campus minister, not those that are right yet, but those planning to be, would you please come here right now? No, over here. Okay, just get down on your knees if you would, please. Okay, now I would like all the elders in the group, and I'm not sure who all you are, so if you're an elder of a congregation that's dealing with campus ministry in some way, some form, some fashion, like your son is planning to be one, or your congregation is involved, then would you please come join us? All right, y'all come in real tight here. All right, come around behind here. Good. Now, those of you that are campus ministers, you have already been out there. You're working with it. I'd like for you to come join us, if you would, please, and join in right in here. Just join in here. Just pull in just as tight as you can. All right, my understanding is from seeing is that we have three elders here tonight. Four, I forgot I was one too. But I'll just be an MC tonight with this. What I would like for you to do, Ken, is pray over those who are planning to be campus ministers. I'd like for Jim Waddell to all pray then over those who are campus ministers. Did I leave out one of the categories here? I did not. Then, Lynn, I'd really like for you to pray for the elders in their work with the campus ministries as well.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the time that we've had together tonight. We ask that you will open our hearts and our eyes to see the need that's around us on the campuses, and especially for these gentlemen that are seriously considering this ministry. We pray that you will open their hearts, that you will convict them, that you will lead them down the road that they need to go to be effective servants on the so many campuses around this nation. Father, they'll need preparation. They'll need mentoring. And so we pray that you will bless them in these areas. They'll need faith, and they'll need perseverance. So we pray that you will grant them these as well. Lord, I'm confident that Satan will attack them. He'll try to discourage them. And so we pray for protection. We pray that they will drink deeply of your word, that they will look to you for their strength, that they will fight the fight. Father, we pray that you will forgive them in the areas where they sin and fall short, that they'll never give up, that they'll continue to move forward, that they'll continue to grow in the faith and to be strong in your grace. This is our prayer in Jesus' name.
God, as we continue to pray, remind us that it's not by our power or by our might, but it's by your Spirit. And you've shared that with us. And it's not a matter, Father, of what we can do. It's a matter of what you can do if we make ourselves available to you. And Father, I pray for these men and women who have dedicated themselves to evangelizing, sharing your gospel, leading people to know your son Jesus on college campuses. And Father, we know that as we've been shared with these statistics tonight, that there is a great challenge and a great opportunity, that the fields are white to harvest, that laborers are few. Father, with 2,000 college campuses and only 200 that have campus ministers, Father, I pray that you would work through the influence of these that have dedicated themselves already, and that this dedication would spread to just others one at a time until every college and university campus has someone there that's proclaiming your truths. And Father, I pray that these that are here already, these that are here tonight, will know what's a great service they are giving in your kingdom because of their dedication and commitment. So, Father, I pray for each of us that we would surrender to your will and allow you to work in us and through us for your glory and for your honor, and that we would not selfishly hold on to the truth we know that Jesus Christ is the Savior, our personal Savior, and the Savior of the world, and that we will share that in a way that people will be embraced by him and embrace him for their salvation. And Father, I pray this in Jesus' name.
Father, at this time, I want to humbly come into your presence. I want to thank you, Father, for these men that you have placed here with us that are being shepherds to your flock. Father, I would ask that you continually keep your spirit strong in them, that you continually touch their hearts in a way that, Father, that in a way that continually wants to focus out to accomplish the mission you set us here on this earth. Father, I know it is so hard for our leaders. It is so hard for them to constantly, and when they're with an entire body, to it's difficult for them, Father, to hear from each and every one and hear all the different directions. It's hard to keep the focus in the direction that you want to keep it. And we thank you for the hearts of the men that are willing to lead. Father, we ask that you continually give them the guidance that is needed and touch them in ways that will continually send them, Father, to the people that you need them to be sent to. And Father, more than anything, we just want to lift them up to you. We want to lift them up to you and just thank you for them. Thank you for their willingness to serve, Father, in such a difficult position. Thank you for their willingness to be servants of yours in such a way that can often bring pain. And we know it's a hard and difficult work, and we know, Father, that they're called to it, and we just thank you for them. It's in this time we have come into your presence, and we pray. Amen.